Fox News Radio expert Cheryl Jackson. She is a shopping and savings expert. Cheryl, how are you this morning?
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm great.
All right. And have you done any Black Friday shopping yet?
Yes, I have. But I must warn you, it wasn't standing outside. It was sitting in the comfort of my own home, sipping tea, and I have on my robe. But I'm doing it the smart way.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
I had people out in the stores being our eyes and our ears and being on the ground, and I will tell you that everyone came out frustrated, very, very frustrated. They didn't get anything that they were looking for.
Wow. And my understanding, too, reading some stories online, is that there have been people camped out at some of these stores all week, going back to as early as Monday and maybe Tuesday. very interesting how serious people take Black Friday every year.
You've done your research well. There's a lady here that has camped out at Best Buy with her two-year-old son, hoping to get a leapfrog because she didn't get it last year for $99. Mm. When I went online, that same leapfrog is on sale at Amazon for $110 with free shipping. So you lost 5 days of your life so that you can hope to get a leapfrog for your son, who's probably cold as all get out. I started to order this leapfrog and send it to that Best Buy store and tell her to go home. That's what I started to do for this lady. It is just ridiculous, the things people do for a great deal. I think it's just an adrenaline rush.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Definitely an interesting perspective there. Well, let's talk about some of the Black Friday deals that are out there. What are the hottest items that people are going after this year?
Well, it's all about electronics this year. And Walmart had this great Emerson TV that's on sale for 40 inch for $248 that everybody was trying to get their hands on. A lot of people are trying to get their hands on the Android, and Kohl's had them for $149 with money back. And the beauty of Kohl's is that every $50 that you spent, you got $15 back. So right off the bat, you save 30% before you even spent any money. So, you know, people, when you're shopping, be realistic. Get the things that you need. Have a game plan. And that's when you win, is when you shop ahead of time and you beat them at their own game.
You know, I was reading this story online here about, just in general, about Black Friday deals. A couple of interesting points brought up that, you know, I hadn't really thought about before. There are the concerns that there are people, you know, when they go out in the stores, there are so many great deals out there, but sometimes I guess they overspend a little bit. I don't know if it's just impulse spending, but kind of interesting there. Do we see this a lot from customers? Do they wind up spending too much money when the initial point is that they're trying to save money?
Absolutely. Let me just warn you, before you spend too much, you better know that store's return policy, or else you'll be at home crying because Black Friday put you in the red. You know, they spend too much because they see the loss leaders, and they see everybody running for a particular item and think it's a heck of a deal, even though they didn't need it. And so you have to have a game plan when it comes to Black Friday or any good deals. Wear comfortable heels, be ready, have your game plan, and then go out to win. If you want a particular bag, then say, I really want to get this purse. That's all I want. Go get what you do and then what you want and walk out the doors. Don't let everybody else dictate to you what else you need or want, because you really don't need it. And that's what's important. And then also just know that Cyber Monday is coming, you know, and so at Amazon and Best Buy and Buy.com, they'll be doing the same sales with free shipping. So do your research. Don't spend too much money now and then have regrets later.
As far as this weekend goes, and especially today, what some of the other experts are saying is to make sure that you're not too tired or hungry when you go to the stores. And that's something else I never think about, is be healthy when you go to the stores. I mean, obviously, if you're sick, you got a cold or a sore throat or something, I mean, obviously, your tendency would be to stay home. But just in general, just your overall health, I mean, that might be something that people overlook.
It's called spending extra money again. If you have a budget, sistersofsavings.com, that's what we teach people all year long. Shop by your budget. save money, and then if you want to pay a little extra for something that you really wanted, you'll have the money for it because you've been saving all year long. So shop smart. Don't go hungry. Don't go shopping when you're hungry because you buy everything that's in the store because you're hungry. But when you're nice and comfortable, you get exactly what you want and you walk out the store. The stores are designed that way. And so that's a very good point. Make sure that you eat before you go. Make sure that you're not overdressed before you go because you take off your hat and you get so freaking uncomfortable. So there's a lot of things that you need to do. The bottom line is just prepare. Prepare to shop and save money. Be comfortable.
And before we let you go, Cheryl, you mentioned earlier about Cyber Monday. How much has Cyber Monday grown over the last few years when you consider the technology in this day and age?
Well, you know what? Cyber Monday is almost taking place of the Black Friday. I mean, a lot of people are doing just as I'm doing because I'm forced to, but they're doing it because they know that Cyber Monday, these deals are just the same. So they're over, you know, 40-50% up in sales because people are saying it's going to come on Cyber Monday. Why should I even worry about it? And so I'm afraid that if these retailers don't do two different types of sales, they're going to lose out on this Black Friday eventually.
Cheryl Jackson, Fox News Radio shopping and saving expert. Cheryl, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day and be safe out there.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.